Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is Lottie Ryan in for Jennifer Zamparelli today. And I just love being in on Wednesdays because we get to do sex therapy.
Warning.
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
Yep, that is your little ears warning. And remember, you can catch this chat on our podcast after the show. This week, we're going to be chatting all about being single at Christmas. And I'm delighted to be joined by our resident sex therapist, Rachel Cook. Rachel, how are you?
Hi, good Lottie. How's it going? Oh, we'll have a next to no sexy chat today because we'll be chatting about, yeah, no need for the little ears warning today.
Well, I suppose so, actually, because we're kind of talking about being single.
Yes, although being single can be very sexy too, that's for sure.
Well, that's very true, especially if you've been visiting playblue.ie.
Woohoo!
Rachel, tell me, what percentage of people will be single this Christmas in Ireland, for example?
Yeah, so actually 41% of adults in Ireland are single now. We don't have research for exactly a Christmas time, but actually that's a lot higher than people expect, is over 40% of people in Ireland are single at any one time. And I actually quite like using the term solo, as it has less stigma than using the word single or unmarried, which I think is quite a nice way to look at it as well.
Do you think that there is a stigma attached to it?
God, there's so much stigma. There still really is, you know, and being single at Christmas time can feel particularly rough. Even if no one asks you what's wrong with you, that you haven't settled down yet over the turkey, it's still a time of year that can make relationships look most appealing. You know, there's a reason that we have cuffing season at this time of year, which is where people scramble to find partners for the winter months. And, you know, if you think about the images and marketing around Christmas time, it's so heavily geared towards people being connected and coupled and staying at home during the cold, dark winter nights, money being spent on displays of commitment, love, and togetherness. So for someone who's single, and even if they're very happily single, this can be pretty overwhelming and bring up, you know, a lot of feelings of loneliness or judgment. Or
I mean, you
know,
you mentioned there sitting down at the Christmas table and somebody saying, what's wrong with you that you haven't settled down yet? Surely people know better than that at this stage.
They don't, you know, it's so common that solo people feel excluded in conversations, especially if they don't have children or grandchildren, you know. There's also, you know, being aware of being like a lower status for older single people in society and feeling that there's no one to speak up for them either. But, you know, there can just be so many questions that come your way about why aren't you dating someone, questions about your dating schedule, you know, really unsolicited advice, or just kind of some condescension and pity about the fact that someone must be miserable if they're single.
Yeah, I mean, like that shocks me, because I would think that at this stage of the game, people would know better than that. But clearly I'm wrong. I mean, I have a text in, Rachel, saying every year I get the pitying looks. Little do they know I was having the crack last night with a hottie. But
sometimes,
I mean,
sometimes it goes the other direction, where people assume, you know, maybe they're sort of tired of being stuck in with their family and kids or whatever. So they assume that single people are having an amazing time. And I think just try not to make assumptions about it, because someone who you think must be miserable could be delighted with their life. Someone who you think must be delighted to have all this freedom might actually be pretty lonely and feel quite disconnected. So I think just don't make assumptions about it. Ask people about how they are, but definitely pull back on the unsolicited advice, because, yeah, you don't know actually what's going on for someone else.
I think definitely making the assumptions and giving the unsolicited advice, it could have a very, very bad effect on people's mental health. So, I mean, what would you suggest to people who are finding themselves making comments like that? Would you just tell them to shut up?
Yeah, I would say, like, ask yourself where it's coming from. You know, if you're asking people, if you're assuming, making assumptions about other people, or you're sort of prying into their life in a way that they maybe seem uncomfortable or not that open to talking about, you know, just question, like, is that more about the fact that you are wanting to live vicariously through someone else's experiences because you're, you know, fed up or feeling stressed with your own situation? Is it that you have judgments about people that maybe you could do with questioning? And even if you, you're not able to get rid of them. Just keep them to yourselves, you know, keep them to yourself and make a bit of space for that other person to just talk openly and honestly about what's been going on for them, which is probably going to be a mix, right? No matter what your relationship status is, there's probably going to be upsides and downsides to that. So just being able to make space for whatever situation someone's in, I think is the best way to feel more connected.
So what would you say then are the main challenges of somebody who might be single at Christmas time? What would the main things they'd be facing be?
Yeah, so it's really to do with this, you know, all of the constant trope in holiday movies is people being distraught over the holidays because they're single. A lot of films depict these kind of awkward conversations with relatives about singlehood and life choices, hiring pretend partners to fool families and having no one to kiss at midnight and this sort of stuff. So, like, that's the media we're dealing with. So, you know, basically, I think actually a huge amount of the problem for people who are solo is that they're just feeling a lot of judgment and pressure from those around them. So the other one is that often people are lonely, even if they're overall fine with being single. Research says that Christmas is the loneliest day for single people, who actually find it more challenging than any other time of year, including Valentine's Day, you know, because it's so based around family and togetherness and celebrating that. So that's usually a strong reminder for people that maybe their story or their life hasn't played out the way they expected, which again doesn't have to mean that they're miserable or that they're even unhappy at all.
But well, yeah, because there's benefits to not being in a relationship over the holidays.
Oh, there's so many. You know, one of the big ones is that you don't have all the challenging family dynamics of trying to deal with your partner's family, your family as well, juggling between the two. You know, you basically have so much more control over your time. Also, this idea that you're alone. You're not alone. You're going to be presumably with family and friends. Now, for some people, there might be reasons why, especially during COVID, that they might actually physically be alone for part or all of Christmas Day and the Christmas holidays. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean people are lonely. So I think there's a lot of benefits also to do with money. You know, the average amount that people spend on partners for Christmas is about 150 euro. And that's just the average. Some people spend way more than that. So you've got all that money for yourself.
That's a really good way of looking at it. Buy yourself an extra Christmas present.
Yes, exactly. So, you can also spend New Year's Eve with your mates. You know, there's a lot of different ways to look at that. If you can just basically find that, you know, find ways to fill your time that feel fun, enjoyable, connecting, and don't have to be focused on the idea that if you are not partnered, therefore you are alone and lonely.
Well, if you are partnered, so if you are in a relationship, what could you do? If you have mates or family members, for example, who are single over Christmas, what can you do to maybe look out for them or make sure that they're okay?
Yeah, so basically I would say don't keep quizzing them on the relationship status, asking them when they're settling down or prying about their dating schedule unless they say that they're up for talking about it. Probably a main one is like inviting them over if you're comfortable with that, again, you know, COVID rules sort of permitting and stuff, but like inviting them over and saying that you'd love to have them there and being, you know, enthusiastic about that rather than just asking them if they'd like to come over, because solo people are just much more likely to feel like a burden to be coming over to you and being around your family if you're going to be with your family. So I think, you know, not doing this out of self-sacrifice, but just being quite upfront, like, and saying, I'd love to see you. It'd be great to have you over for a couple of hours. Would you be up for coming at this time and we can have a couple of drinks together, whatever. Or asking to, you know, if they're not comfortable with that or you're not, it might be offering to meet up with them to go for, you know, a little walk or just meet to exchange gifts or even just giving them a call, you know. And then if you are around people who are single over Christmas, just watching out for them if you can, you know, overhear that other relatives or friends or whoever are quizzing them, that you might sort of step in and maybe check in if they're all right. And if they seem uncomfortable or they tell you, you know, they give you the shake of the head to say like, oh, I can't be doing this, or they're kind of rolling their eyes, that you might, you know, deflect the conversation, redirect it, and, you know, kind of have things be able to move on rather than the focus being on the person and their singledom.
Well, if you're not lucky enough to have somebody around who is able to do that, who is able to maybe jump in and help you out or keep an eye on you, and you do find that maybe if you're, you know, alone and struggling, with maybe a bit of sadness, loneliness, or even a bit of anxiety, where can people go? What can they do?
Yeah, so I mean, certainly if people need to make calls, I would say, first of all, there's like around setting boundaries, you know, I would say like actually setting boundaries regarding topics of conversation with family ahead of time. This can mean informing them that questions about your love life are out of bounds. And
that can be difficult, though. Like I find if there's something you don't want to talk about with your family and you say, okay, that we're not talking about that, you can get a bit of the old, oh, okay, someone's in a bad mood.
I think the best way to do that is like to kind of combat something that you're finding intrusive is by firing back a question yourself, you know, just sort of deflecting it. People love talking about themselves. If it's an older, you know, relative, ask about their son's promotion or whether their grandchild is walking yet or whatever it is.
Just sort
of, you know, just sort of roll your eyes and tut and go, ah, sure, you know, and just move the conversation on. Or, you know, even just say in a kind of pleasant way, just like, do you know what, enough about me, or, you know, I you know, don't have the energy for that. It's not like it has to be this kind of sharp shutdown of like, I'm not talking about that. You can just pleasantly move that on or just redirect it towards the other person. And then if someone is really struggling, you know, a good place to reach out, you've got AWARE, which is 1-800-80-48-48. You've got Pieta House on 1-800-247-247. You've got the Samaritans on 116-123. The LGBTQ Plus helpline, which is 1-890-929-539. And then you can also text 50808. And then if you're living in Ireland, you can find therapists if you'd quite like to speak to a counsellor. It can be sometimes hard to find availability over Christmas, but it can certainly mean you can get the ball rolling with maybe sending some emails and feeling like you've got that prepared for the new year, which you can find out on iacp.ie, iahip.org, and the counsellor.directory. So there are some places that people can go as well if they just feel like absolutely, you know, just kind of very low and lonely. You don't need to feel that way. There's always someone who you can reach out and chat to if you don't feel that you can call family or friends or just...
Yeah, I think that's a really important message to get out as well, because sometimes making that first step, like picking up the phone or saying, I do think I need a little bit of help, can be the most difficult one to do. So if you are feeling low, lonely, and just like in a little bit of a hole, just take the step, pick up the phone, call somebody or send a message to one of those numbers that Rachel has just given us there, because there is always, as you said, somebody who is there at the other end.
That's it. That's it. And, you know, and I think this is it's interesting in Ireland because the increase in the number of people living and remaining single is, you know, people, especially women, are having fewer, you know, they're having fewer, no children, longer life expectancy. And we have like an aging society. So this has really altered the course of everyone's lives compared to earlier generations, but particularly women, you know. But again, like at least a third of people who are single are totally fine with being single based on the research. They're perfectly happy. 1 in 3 single adults are not interested in finding a new partner. So, you know, just because someone is not romantically partnered doesn't mean that they're miserable. But certainly if this is a time of year where you're feeling, even if you're not normally feeling particularly low, just reach out. There's always someone there.
Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant. Thanks for that. You can follow Rachel on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook, and she'll be back after Christmas. So if you do have any questions, anything at all that you want us to put to her, get in touch with the team 24/7 on jen@rte.ie.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.